Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang by brothers Prem and Arvind. It's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to the Sri Satya Sai Media Center to take you along to yet another new episode of the Veda Jignasa program. At the outset, we shall all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful salutations at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, and with a prayer that every thought, every word, and every deed is His inspiration, we shall commence today's Veda Jignasa episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. गणानान्त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्रियवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सो डियर लिसनर्स वेलकम टू येट अनदर न्यू एपिसोड ऑफ दिस वंडरफुल जर्नी ऑफ दि नारायण उपनिषद दि टाइटल ऑफ विच वी हैड ऑल कलेक्टिवली put as from I to we to he, the saga of love, the sadhana of a sadhaka. In the last few episodes, we were trying to understand the different aspects that were mentioned in the Shanti Mantra that is a prelude to the Narayana Upanishad, the mantram as such. In that episodes, we were discussing about how a disciple goes about the process of acquiring knowledge and finally bringing fruition to the knowledge that he has acquired. With that aspect, the actual knowledge that is being imparted in this mantra, we were trying to discuss, we were trying to elaborate. So in the last episode, before we concluded, we were just giving the outline of the first few lines of the Narayana Upanishad. Today, we shall try to understand in detail, delve more deep into this beautiful aspect of Narayana Upanishad. So at the outset, we shall try to know the word-by-word meaning and then go into the in-depth analysis of this wonderful mantra. Om Atha Purushoha Vai Narayano Kamayatav Prajasrije Yeti Narayanat Prano Jayate Manas Sarvendriyani Cha Kham Vayur Jyotirapav Prithivi Vishvasya Dharini नारायणात् ब्रह्मा जायते नारायणात् रुद्रो जायते नारायणादिन्द्रो जायते नारायणात् प्रजापतयः प्रजायन्ते नारायणात् द्वादशादित्या रुद्र वसवः सर्वाणि च छन्दागुंसि नारायणात् देवसमुत्पद्यन्ते नारायणे प्रवर्तन्ते नारायणे प्रलीयन्ते. सो वेन् वी कमेन्स् दि नारायण उपनिषत् दि फस्ट् थिङ्ग् दट् स्टार्ट्स् दि मन्त्र इस् ओम् अथ नित्यो नारायणः अथ पुरुषोह वै नारायणो कामयतः प्रजासृजेयेति. Om, the very first sound, the sound of the Big Bang explosion. Atha, hence. Purushaha, the Supreme Being, Ha, positively, Vai, verily, Narayanaha, the deity Narayanaha, Akamayata, he had desired, Prajaha, progeny, Srijeya, create, Iti, it happened. So when the Lord willed, the entire creation happened. Just before we commence to know in depth, the meaning of this mantra, I am reminded of a very beautiful incident narrated by one of our senior lecturers who is also a part of our Vedam group, Professor Shivshankar Sai sir. In the year 1978, this wonderful message, which is full of the essence of the entire creation, is embedded into that experience of this sir. This was in 1978 when Swami had decided to take a group of boys along with him to Ooty. There were three vehicles that were going in the convoy. A matador full of students, a white Benz car, and a red Benz car in which Swami was seated. It so happened that the boys who were seated in the white Benz car, which was in between the red Benz and the matador, had an opportunity to go on rotation basis and sit in Swami's car all through the journey. It so happened that at one of the places, our sir got an opportunity to get into Swami's car, and along with Swami, Swami Karunyanandaji was also sitting next to him, and then in the front seat, sir was sitting along with another student, and the journey continued. Every single opportunity that Swami gives each one of us, maybe the students or the devotees, every single incident, every single opportunity, Swami takes it to drive home the most profoundest lessons of spirituality. He gives it in a beautiful pill, which we will never ever forget in our lives. So this was one such wonderful experience which drove home the lesson about the entire concept that we are going to talk about. As the car was going, Swami asked, "Sir, what is your name? What are you studying?" Being a maths, physics, chemistry student, he had told Swami that, "Swami, I am doing maths, physics and chemistry. I have finished my 12th standard PUC, completed my PUC. And then the journey continued, went on, and it started raining heavily. Swami looked outside the window, and then Swami asked a very beautiful question to this sir of ours. Swami asked him, "How does it rain so heavily? How is the rain formed?" And then with all his knowledge of science, this sir had explained, Swami, it rains because of rain-bearing clouds in the sky." And then Swami tells him, "Then how do the clouds form?" And then he explained, the student explained to Swami that, "Swami, because of the evaporation of the water in the oceans and the seas, the rain-bearing clouds are formed." Then Swami paused for a while and he told, "See, you all give so much of importance to the scientific process of the evaporation, the rain-bearing clouds and the rain. But did you ever think that if you need a tanker of water, how much of money you have to spend in order to purchase that? You need to buy a tanker, you need to buy water, More than a lakh of rupees will be involved in buying that big tanker of water. But during the process of this rain, how many millions of tankers, how many lakhs of tankers are there taken up into the sky so that it can rain this much? And Swami was showing all along the road that it was just flooding. This much of water, who can give you free of cost? This is all due to the love of God. This is the miracle of God. And then people question, where is God? Where is God? Where is God? They question the presence of God. Without this energy called God, how can it rain? How can the rain-bearing clouds be formed? How can the process of evaporation take place? And then Swami told the student, you should always be grateful to God for having given us so many amenities, so many things that we are enjoying now. Dear brothers and sisters, before we begin to go into the creation, at the back of our mind, we shall have the Creator in mind, so that at every step, at every moment, we enjoy the love of the Creator and not get lost in the aspect of creation. So now, coming back to the Narayana Upanishad, from nothingness came the first primordial sound, Om. Now, let us listen from Swami of how this process of creation starts. And over to Swami.
Puram Vishwamanandu, ye roopamu ledu.
Earlier, this universe has no form.
Surya Chandradu Leru.
Sun or moon.
Akasha Bhumul Levu.
The space and earth.
Nakshatralu Levu.
Stars.
Ediyu Ledu.
None existed in the past at
the beginning. Krammukunnatundi.
Everything was pitch dark at the beginning.
Kani. Paramanavula yokka samputamainatundi yokka cheriku cheta.
Because of the combination of the smallest of the particles,
chala dattamainatundi reetiga kudurukoni poyindi.
It could combine itself into hard matter.
Adi kudinchukovadam chetada ekku vedi sambhavinchindi.
Because of the solidification of the hard matter, there generated heat.
Ee okka vedi cheta brahmandamainatundi shabdam yerpadindi.
And out of the heat came a loud sound.
Appude ఈ దట్టమైనటువంటి చీకట ముక్కల ముక్కలుగా ప్రారంభమైంది.
అండ్ దేర్ స్టార్టెడ్ దిస్ డార్క్నెస్ విచ్ హస్ స్ప్రెడ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్
సర్వత్రా విజృంభించిపోయినది.
ఇట్ వెంట్ ఆన్ స్ప్రెడింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్.
ఇది ఏ సృష్టికి మూల కారణం?
దిస్ ఈస్ ది మెయిన్ కాజ్ ఫర్ క్రియేషన్.
ఇది ఏ కానాదుడు సంభవించినటువంటి యొక్క అనుభవము?
This was the experience of Kanada.
Anaga yenta dattamainatundi yokka anuvulu pagili sarvatra vyapinchi poyinayi.
That there was present this atomic power and the atoms that have been spread everywhere.
Aa pagalinatundi de shabdame pranavamu.
And the very primordial sound is pranava.
Adi ye omkaramu.
That is Omkara.
Adi ye pradhamanadamu.
And that is the primordial
sound.
Idi
pradhamanadamu.
That is the first sound vibration.
Ee yokka pranavamu sarvatra nindinadi.
The sound vibrations are spread everywhere.
Ee pranavamu deni nundi prarambhamainadi?
What was the origin of pranava, Omkara?
Paravanam nunchi kudunu prarambhamainatundi.
It started from this minutest particle.
ఈ పరమాణువు కంటే మరొకటి ఎక్కడ కూడాను కానరాదు.
యు డు నాట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీథింగ్ బియాండ్ దిస్ మైన్యూటెస్ట్ పార్టికల్ ది ఆటమ్.
దీనిని పొందుటకు ఏది మార్గము?
వాట్ ఇస్ ద వే టు నో దట్
అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని ఈ కానాదుడు విచారణ చేస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
కానాద ఇన్వెస్టిగేటెడ్ అండ్ ఎక్స్ప్లోర్డ్ ద డీటెయిల్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆటమ్.
బై by the will of God, the Lord Narayana, the Big Bang happened, the creation started. Narayanat Narayana Akamayata Praja Srijayeti. And then with his will, everything emerged. In this beautiful process, in the beginning of the Narayana Upanishad, we had read out a beautiful letter of Swami that I have created myself from myself. I have separated myself from myself to be myself, to experience myself, to love myself. The reason why God created this entire cosmos, entire universe, is to see his own reflection in each and every aspect of the creation. And now, once it is established that the Omkaram has emerged, Swami tells us the reason why we should try and understand the essence of the Upanishads. Just like the unseen seed is covered by the husk, in the same way, the invisible divinity is covered by the visible nature or Prakriti. Let us listen to Swami explaining this aspect of the Purusha, from where everything has emerged, which is the basis of everything. Over to Bhagwan.
ఈ అక్షరములు యందు మొట్టమొదటిది ఓం.
Among the alphabets or aksharas, the first one is ఓం.
సమస్త అక్షరములు కూడాను ఈ ప్రథమాక్షరమైనటువంటి ఈ ప్రణవం నుండియే ఆవిర్భవిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
All the other letters or alphabets emanated from this primal word ఓం.
అన్ని అక్షరములకు ఆది అక్షరము ప్రణవమే, ఓమే.
ఫర్ ఆల్ ది ఆల్ఫాబెట్స్ అండ్ ది లెటర్స్ ది ఫస్ట్ అండ్ ఫార్మోస్ట్ థింగ్ ఈస్ ప్రణవ, విచ్ ఈస్ ఓం.
ఈ ఓం అనేటువంటి అక్షరము లేక ఏ అక్షరము కూడా ఉచ్చరించుటకు వీలు కాదు.
వితౌట్ ది వర్డ్ ఓం ఇట్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ టు ప్రొనౌన్స్ ఎనీ అదర్ వర్డ్.
మన పిల్లలు భజనలో హార్మోని వాయిస్తుంటారు.
అవర్ బాయ్స్ during bhajan will be operating the harmonium.
ee harmonium lopala oka vaipuna gaalu nimputu untaru.
In this harmonium wind will be entering through one side,
kaani maroka vaipuna reeds anta ottutu untaru,
and they will also be pressing the reeds on the other side.
ee reeds ottinappudu sari ga ma pa da ni sa ani ostustuntadi.
When they press these reeds, we get sari gama pada nisa.
Aiti sari gama pada nisa aneetundi ee saptaksharamulaku aadharam eviti.
But what is the basis for these seven words sari gama pada nisa?
Vesinatundi oke gaale, nimpinatundi oke gaale.
What we fed the harmony with is the same wind,
ade omkaram. Aa omkaram aneetundi gaali nundi inni vikaramulainatundi sari gama pada nisa అనే సప్తస్వరములు బయలుదేరుతూ వచ్చాయి.
దట్ విండ్ గేవ్ అవర్ ఓంకార, అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఓంకార ఆల్ దిస్ సెవెన్ డిఫరెంట్ సారీగామ పదనిస కేమ్.
అదే విధముగానే అంకెల ఎందు కూడాను ఒకటి రెండు మూడు నాలుగు ఐదు ఆరు ఏడు ఎనిమిది తొమ్మిది పది అని మనం ఉచ్చరిస్తున్నాం.
ఇన్ ది సేమ్ మేనర్ ఇన్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నంబర్స్ వీ డిఫైన్ numbers as 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 and 10.
Aithe ee anninti endu kudanu okati maatrame pradhanam,
but
migilina avanni kudanu ee okati ki roopantaramulu.
But in these different numbers the main number is 1, the others are just the variations of this 1.
9 lo okati teesi vesthe 8 ayindi.
If you remove 1 from number 9, we get 8.
8 ki okati cheriste 9 ayindi.
If you add 1 to 8, we get the number 9.
Ravatamu potamu okate,
the coming
undatamu okate.
Coming and going is the same, and staying is also the same.
Ee okatini ఆది అంత్యము ఆస్తికము అని కూడా చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
ది సేమ్ థింగ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ది బిగినింగ్ అండ్ ది ఎండ్ అండ్ ఆస్తిక.
ఇది ఒక్కటే దైవత్వము అని నిరూపిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దే హ్యావ్ బిగన్ ప్రూవింగ్ దట్ దిస్ వన్ ఈస్ రియల్ గాడ్లీనెస్.
అదియే ఈ జగత్తునకు బీజము అన్నారు.
దే ఆల్సో సేతనము దట్ దిస్ ద సీడ్ ఫర్ ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్.
ఈ విత్తనముకు పొట్టు లేకుండా విత్తనం ఉండదు.
నో సీడ్ కెన్ బి వితౌట్ హస్క్.
కనుక ఈ పొట్టుతో కూడినటువంటిదే విత్తనము.
దేర్ఫోర్ ది సీడ్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ కవర్డ్ విత్ హస్క్.
పొట్టుతో కూడి ఉండటం చేత బద్దలుగా ఉండినటువంటి విత్తనము మనకు కనిపించదు.
బికాస్ ది హస్క్ ఇస్ కవరింగ్ ది సీడ్ వీ కెనాట్ సీ ది సీడ్ ఫుల్లీ.
కనుక ఆ పొట్టే ఈ ప్రకృతి.
దిస్ హస్క్ విచ్ కవర్స్ ది సీడ్ ఈస్ ది రియల్ నేచర్.
అందులోనే ఉంటున్నది దైవత్వం అనే విత్తనం.
ఇన్ దిస్ నేచర్ విచ్ వి సీ విత్ అవర్ ఐస్ వీ హ్యావ్ ది సటిల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆర్ ది సీడ్.
అయితే మన దృష్టి ఈ ప్రకృతి అనేటువంటి పొట్టు పైన ఉండినంత వరకు కూడాను విత్తనం మనకు గమనించటకు వీలు కాదు.
యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ అవర్ సైట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఆన్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ హస్క్ వీ కెనాట్ సీ ది ఇంటర్నల్ డివినిటీ ఆఫ్ ది సీడ్.
కనుక ఈ దివ్యత్వం అనేటువంటి యొక్క తత్వము ప్రకృతి తత్వం చేత కప్పబడినటువంటిది.
దేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ ఐడియా ఆఫ్ డివినిటీ ఈస్ కవర్డ్ బై ది హస్క్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్.
ఇట్టి ప్రకృతి యొక్క తత్వాన్ని మనం గుర్తించడానికి తగిన ప్రయత్నం చెయ్యాలి.
టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ప్రకృతి వి మస్ట్ మేక్ ఎవ్రీ ఎఫర్ట్.
ఉపనిషత్తులు ఈశావాస్యం ఇదం సర్వం అన్నారు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ది ఉపనిషత్ సెడ్ this whole world is nothing but the habitation of the
Lord. అనగా ప్రపంచం అంతా కూడాను ఉండినటువంటిది ఒకే ఒక విత్తనము.
The whole world is according to this Upanishad just one seed.
కనుక ఉపనిషత్ యొక్క తత్వమును చక్కగా మనం అర్థం చేసుకోవాలన్న నిత్య జీవితములో సత్యమైనటువంటి విషయాలను గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
If we really want to understand the full import of the Upanishad, we must realize in our daily life what is the truth.
In the beginning, we were trying to understand the experience that Professor Shivashankar Sai sir had been blessed with about the rain and God's grace over mankind, about the creation of the entire elements, the entire creation which man is right now enjoying. And then Swami here gives us a direction that you need to find the seed that is being covered by this outwardly seen nature, the root cause of which is the inherent divinity that is present in each and every aspect, each and every speck of this creation. So wonderful it is to listen to Swami. He makes the journey from I to we to he so smooth and so in depth. So now that God had willed, and still in the experience that Shivashankar Sai sir had, Swami was telling, still people question whether God is present or not. Does God exist? Call him by any name, from maybe Walt Whitman to Charles Darwin, the divine presence has been undeniable if we talk in a scientific manner. I say to mankind, wrote Whitman in the preface to Leaves of Grass, be not curious about God, for I, who am curious about each, am not curious about God. I hear and behold God in every object, yet understand God not in the least. And Charles Darwin, who shook Christianity by his The Descent of Man, did assert, another source of conviction is the existence of God, connected with the reason and not with the feelings, impresses me as having much more weight. I feel compelled to look for a first cause and I deserve to be called a theist. And the greatest scientist of our century, Albert Einstein, did believe in God, not in a God who bought and sold rewards and punishments, but in a presence revealed in the incomprehensible universe. It is so astonishing that even Marx and angels did not deny God, but did not permit the gods to be agents for exploitation of men. Marx did protest against all deities of heaven or earth who do not recognize as the highest divinity the human self-consciousness itself. Aham Brahmasmi is the emphatic and pervasive realization of the self within each man as the universal self, the sublime basis of Advaita. Engels has, in his Socialism, Utopian and Scientific, clarified that Marx and he had only emphasized that in the materialistic conception of history, the determining element in history is ultimately the production and reproduction in real life. He asserts, and this is important, more than this, neither Marx nor I have ever asserted. If therefore somebody twists this into the statement that economic element is the only determining one, he transforms it into a meaningless, abstract, and absurd phrase. So, in every aspect, the creation, including all the scientists and the socialists, everybody enjoyed the aspects of creation. But now we are trying to enter into the understanding or the love of the Creator. How did He do this? So wonderful, so mysterious is His creation. The Omkaram emanated in the beginning from Him with His will, because He wanted to love Himself. And then from Him came out all the beings. Now, having known that the Omkaram is the beginning of the creation, it is our responsibility to realize the Omkara Swarupa, and who none other than God Himself can reveal who exactly He is, so that our journey becomes more simpler and more sweeter. Raviteja sir, one of our senior brothers, he had this wonderful experience about how the entire cosmos emerged from that Omkaram, and that Omkaram is present in that very Purusha, and the Purusha Himself revealed that when this Omkara Swarupa is standing right in front of you, how can you not see Him? Come, let's listen to that wonderful experience of Sri Raviteja.
Let me take you to the 1980s, and when I was a student. That's when, believe me, Swami has actually given me this wonderful opportunity of understanding and knowing who He really is directly from Him. It was a bright, fine, wonderful morning in Prashanthi Nilayam, and Swami majestically came out and gave His darshan, wonderful darshan, and everyone enjoyed it. And as He completed the darshan round, He took a few devotees into the interview room. After completing the interviews, Swami slowly walked out of the interview room and spent some time talking to the VIPs on the portico up there. Then, very slowly, He glided in to the bhajan hall through the front door and stood at the entrance. In those days, I had the great good fortune of sitting in the front line, being a flute boy, as Swami used to call me. And I was right there when Swami walked in. And fortunately for me, Swami stood right in front of me. So I quickly took the opportunity, grabbed the chance to gently press his lotus feet as I was looking up and admiring his wonderful face. Swami too didn't say a word, locked his hands behind him in all his glory, and he was looking at the devotees seated in the bhajan hall, and there was absolute pin drop silence. As if he was enjoying the silence, he was slowly swinging to that silence. A minute or two passed, and then the clock went off 9 times, indicating that it's 9 o'clock. So Swami quickly looked at the harmonium player and then asked him to start the bhajans. As our usual practice, we all closed our eyes and everyone started singing Om as the pitch was given by the harmonium player. Until then, I was looking up at his wonderful face, and then I bent my head down. I was looking at his lotus feet, and then something happened. Swami quickly bent over, down, and then quickly whispered in my ear, saying, Nada Brahma Swarupudinaina Nenu, Kallamundu Nilabadi Undaga, Kallu Moosukoni Kurchunnaru, Pichi Vallu. Meaning, when I, the very embodiment of Nada Brahma, am standing right in front of you, you're all closing your eyes. How foolish you are. And before I could realize what happened, Swami went back into the interview room. Isn't it amazing? Brothers and sisters, it is this Parabrahman, it is this wonderful Lord, the Nirakara Swarupa, the Omkara Rupa, the Nityas, Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta, Nirmala Swarupa. He is the one who has taken this wonderful form as Lord Sri Satya Sai Baba amongst us. And then he has come down to give us this wonderful simple lessons of how to reach him, which is primarily the goal of our lives.
So wonderfully explained, so wonderfully experienced. This essence of Narayana Upanishad, every day, every moment, every experience, Swami had blessed all the students and the devotees with, is a proof that each and every aspect of this creation is permeated by him. And I remember a wonderful experience shared by one of the members of the Venkatagiri royal family. His name was Sairam Yachendra. And then he happened to be at Swami's lotus feet when Swami visited Venkatagiri in the 1950s or 60s. And then on one occasion, as a child, when he was sitting near Swami's feet and playing, there was this black kadapa marble which was next to Swami. Swami was sitting on a cushion, and then Swami, pointing out to the kadapa slab, he touched that and asked Sri Yachendra, "Do you know what is there in this?" And then in all his innocence, he told Swami, "This is full of atoms, this is a rock," and what every possible explanation as a child he could give that. And then Swami told him, "This is not a simple rock. There is life even in this. There is Chaitanyam even in this. Chaitanyam is there in every aspect of the universe." Such a wonderful and profound lesson. And we come to the next line. Narayanat Narayanah Narayano Kamayata Prajasrijayeti. When the Lord wills, the creation happens. Let us try to know a beautiful story that happened in the interview room with one of the old devotees of Swami, Sri Indireshwar Rao. On one occasion, Swami had asked him, "Who am I? Who is Swami to you?" And then having had the faith, having had the devotion from a long time, he replied to Swami, "Swami, you are God." "Oh, is it so?" Then Swami went on to put another question. "Then what is God?" So now the questioning became more deeper and the faith of the devotee started shaking. He did not know why exactly Swami was asking those questions. And then Swami, God is none other than God Himself. That is what? What do you mean? What do you explain? Or how do you explain God? This was the question again Swami had put to this man. And in all humility, he explained to Swami whatever little bit of knowledge he had about God. "Swami, I think in my knowledge, God is nothing but the one who creates or srishti, one who sustains, that is sthiti, and one who takes back everything, that sthiti destroys everything, is laya." And then Swami was quite happy with his answer. And then in those days, Swami had this habit of chewing paan. As Swami was making a paan out of the betel leaves that were there next to him in the box, Swami picked up, and as he was conversing with this devotee, he started removing the leaves and only the nerves of the leaves were left. And with that, Swami was beautifully making a deer. It was halfway through. And then Swami asked him, "What is this?" "Swami, this looks like a deer to me, seeing the head and the legs." He tried to explain to Swami that it was a deer. And then Swami closed, cupped his palms, and inside the beautiful palms of Swami was this deer that was being made of these betel leaves. And then now Swami asked, "What is this?" And then opened the cup. And then to his utter amazement, there was this beautiful parrot that got created in Swami's hand. And then he told, "Swami, this is a parrot. So this is called Srishti. Just by the will of Swami, the deer became a parrot." And then Swami asked him, "You want to see Sthiti?" And then Swami just lifted his palm like this. And then the parrot got life into it. And then it flew and sat on the windowsill that was there in the interview room. And then Swami told him, "This is nothing but sthiti or sustenance." And then, being in an amazed or dazed state, this devotee was staring at Swami. And Swami asked him, "Do you want to see layam or the destruction?" And then Swami just waved his hand. And then the parrot vanished from there. This is called layam or destruction. In front of his eyes, where the mind could not comprehend and just had to believe that God is sitting right in front of you, the creator, the sustainer, and the destroyer or the merger. Such is our good fortune that the Narayana Upanishad, Narayana Kamayata Praja Srije Yeti, just by the will of the Lord, the entire life got created. This devotee was so very fortunate to see life being created by the will of the Lord in front of his eyes. Dear listeners, I think with these aspects, these few things in mind, I'm sure every one of you would have had such beautiful experiences where our sweet Lord had created something for you. Either you would have seen it or you would have experienced it yourself. Let us all reminisce those wonderful things to ensure that the creation of Swami is beautiful. Not just that point, but how loving is this creator that he has blessed us with this creation so that we could enjoy it. And we would live up to the ideals of the Creator so that He can see Himself in all of us. So with these few words, I shall bring this episode of Veda Jignasa to a close. And do request the listeners to write their feedback and their thoughts to listener@ssmediacenter.org or WhatsApp it to 9393-258-258. With a humble prayer that every thought, word, and deed is His inspiration, let us conclude this episode of Veda Jignasa with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. Om Yadakshara Pada Bhrashtam Matra Hinan Tuyad Bhavet Tatsarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Pada Padaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasvasayishvara Aparadha Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyam Iti Mamatva Kshamasvasayishvara Anyadha Sharanam Nasti Tvame Vasharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksharaksasayishvara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Sayishvara Arpanamastu. So we shall continue the journey of Narayana Upanishad from I to we to he in the next episode next week. Sai Ram, stay tuned to Asia Stream. From a few moments from now, after this wonderful song which depicts the essence of creation and the existence of God in the entire creation, let us listen to the Telugu segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sindeshijari on the other side. Sai Ram, happy listening. Have a wonderful Thursday ahead. Sai Ram.
Ye jagamanta ramamayam antaramamayam ye jagamanta ramamayam antaramamayam ye jagamanta ramamayam antaramamayam ye jagamanta ramamayam అంతరంగమున ఆత్మారాముడనంతరూపమున వెల్తలు సలుపగ అంతరంగమున ఆత్మారాముడనంతరూపమున వెల్తలు సలుపగ అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం సోమ సూర్యులును సురలు తారలును ఆమగాముదులు అవనీజంబులు సోమ సూర్యులును సురలు తారలును ఆమగాముదులు అవనీజంబులు అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం అల్దాండంబులు పిల్దాండంబులు బ్రహ్మాండంబులు బ్రహ్మలు మొదలుగా అల్దాండంబులు పిల్దాండంబులు బ్రహ్మాండంబులు బ్రహ్మము మొదలుగా అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం నదులు వనంబులు నానా మృగములు విదిత కర్మములు వేద శాస్త్రములు నదులు వనంబు నానా మృగములు విదిత కర్మములు వేద శాస్త్రములు అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం అష్టదిక్కులును ఆదిశేషుడును అష్టవసువులను అరిషడ్వర్గము అష్టదిక్కులును ఆదిశేషుడును అష్టవసువులను అరిషడ్వర్గము అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం అంతరామమయం ఈ జగమంతరామమయం భద్రాచల రామదాసుని కోరికల
తారక నామము తీరుడు భద్రాచల రామదాసుని కోరికలో సగడు తారక నామము రామమయో అంత రామమయో జగమంత రామమయో అంత సాయిమయో జగమంత సాయిమయో జగమంత సాయిమయం అంత సాయిమయం అంత సాయిమయం అంత సాయిమయం అంత సాయిమయం జగమంత సాయిమయం.